Hi, this is a dictation for patient Rondalyn, R-O-N-D-A-L-Y-N. Last name is Gardner-Dameron, G-A-R-D-N-E-R-Dameron, D-A-M-E-R-O-N. Date of birth 9/28/1967. Date of accident 12/4/2024. Date of service is 11/24/2025. The patient was referred from her chiropractic doctor, Adam Rodnick, for evaluation today. Chief complaints of the patients are as follows. The patient reports that she has had severe pain in the neck, 7 upper back pain, 7 lower back pain is 10, with pain in both the hands and both feet, ongoing, involving all the fingers and all the toes. And there is a pain in the left side of the shoulder area posteriorly, as well as the paravertebral region of trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscles on the left side, involving even the left SI joints. Some radiation to the left buttock is reported by the patient. Patient reports of headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, and difficulty walking, incontinence of bowel and urine, and numbness and tingling. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a driver of a Expedition 2022 model car at 9 a.m. alone as a driver, restrained at Henry Ford Hospital at a stop sign, where she was collided by another car that was coming at 50 miles an hour, Camry, that didn't stop on a stop sign. The impact caused, this was a rear-ending accident that caused damage to the trunk. The car was not total. It cost $15,000 to repair. There was no glass break and nothing was damaged inside. The patient reported that the airbag did not deploy. She was wearing a seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The patient did not choose to go to the emergency room on the day of accident, but she went to urgent care near 2-3 days later to Beaumont Hospital, Grosse Pointe, where CT scan of the brain was done when found negative. As to the presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches, which are 2 or 3 times per month, and they are almost 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly they are located to the front of the head, mostly the left eye area. They are severe when they come, and they can become up to 10. Off and on, sensitive to light and noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura at this time. Additional symptoms are TBI. The patient reports of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, especially the right ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, loss of vision field. There was no taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. No blood vision, spots in the vision. Additionally, patient is reporting of weakness and lightheadedness. He is reporting of numbness and tingling in the area of the both hands, both feet, and left buttock. Off and on, incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. Difficulty in walking is reported. Fatigue denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or sleep disturbance or sudden anesthesia. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is having a constant pain in the area of the neck, which is 7, upper back is 7, and then lower back is 10. There is a severe spasm and pain in the area of the upper trapezius and quadratus lumborum on the left side. Pain in the left SI joint is reported more than the right. He also has numbness and tingling and pain in both the hands and both feet. Hand is around 4 and feet is around 5. These pains are described as being present continuously, throbbing, sharp, aching, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. And they vary from 5 to 7 to sometime 9. Usually there are 8. ADLs are affected 8. The patient is worsened. The pains are worsened by standing, walking, and improved by physical therapy, medications. Patient has had more than a year of chiropractic treatment so far. She has seen pain doctor from Frembrook, where MRIs were done at M1 Imaging. She describes no major motor weakness of the hands or the arms or legs. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergies, and for family history. Relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history. Personal history, ADLs. Physical examination, the patient is a 58-year-old African-American female. Blood pressure 147 over 109, pulse 64, pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 97.9, height 5'1", weight is 184. The patient is 58-year-old African-American female, of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. No acute distress is observed. No shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including psychiatric, neurological, and examination that are normal. Gait is normal. Musculature examination reveals a spasm of the left-sided trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscles, as well as paravertebral muscles. C2 to C7 bilaterally and L1 to L5 with the several trigger points. The rest of the muscles are found to be intact, normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is normal. Spine tenderness is located at the left SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C2 to C7 and L1 to L5. Left side is more worse than the right and has several trigger points. Hypertonicity of 2+ on the left side. Range of motion of the cervical spine is noticed as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 25. Bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine examination reveals forward flexion of 30. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 20. Bilateral rotation is 20. Upper extension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lerman test was positive. Destruction test was positive. Toto-R test was positive. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative. And slump test was negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was positive. Straight leg raising test was 10 degrees. CLR positive. Berger test was positive. Kemp test was positive. Levinsky sign was negative. SI joint. Left SI joint is tender. And there is a positive Faber test in this flexion test. Positive iliac compression standing flexion test. The positive extremities examination. Examination of both the upper extremity and lower extremity did not reveal any deficits. Please use the template. Normal motor power. No Phelan sign, Tillman sign is positive. And distally, the gait is normal and patient is able to walk reasonably well. Review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is provided no order for physical therapy at this time because she is already continuing the chiropractic treatment. Acupunctures, massage are advised to continue. For the patient, she remains off work. Hospital replacement transportation has been ordered. Patient is advised to do a functional analysis to continue looking for further disability determination. Medications. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches. Furosets are provided for headaches. Patient is referred back to chiropractic doctor for continuation of the care. MRIs were available. MRI for the lumbar spine was done on March 17, 2025. It shows a disc herniation at L3, L4. Abutting the right L3 nerve root, L4, L5 with the posterior disc bulge 2 mm, abutting L4, L5 nerve root, L5, S1 disc bulge, abutting L4, L5 and S1 nerve root. In the cervical spine, the MRI shows a disc herniation of C4-5. C5-6 and a bulging disc of C6-7 with the compression of left C6 nerve root and both C7 nerve roots. In addition, patient has a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. As well as C4-5 and C6-7. And C5-6. Regarding the interventional procedure, patients have been advised to consider having injections to the lumbar spine, LESI, CESI, LESI times 4, CESI times 2, and facet injection to the affected areas times 2. Left SI joint injection was also advised. The patient will be scheduled for this procedure as the patient provides the consent and is going to be scheduled down the road. Maps and labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We reviewed. Interventional pain procedures we discussed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych. I'm referring the patient to a neuropsych evaluation to identify a brain trauma. And also for therapy, ongoing therapy. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records have been reviewed from Dr. Rodnick. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient already has on the DMEs for back brace, neck brace, tense unit. Education is yes. Follow-up visits, 7 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.